Blackstone Audio presents Disney's Maleficent, adapted by Elizabeth Rudnick. This book is read by Lucy Rayner. For LW. This is the story of the fairy Maleficent. Not the story you think you know. Not the one that starts with a curse and ends with a dragon. No. This is what really happened. And while it may have a curse and a dragon, it has much more. For it is a story of lost love, found friendships, and ultimately, the power of a single kiss. Prologue, Scottish Highlands. Late afternoon sun filtered across a wide expanse of thick grass, turning the green blades golden. In the sky, clouds moved slowly, their unhurried movements mimicking the fluffy white sheep in the field below. Sitting on a nearby stone wall, a shepherd and his four-year-old son kept watch over their flock. At their feet sat two collies, their eyes closed as they relaxed from their watchdog duties for a moment. This was the young boy's first trip to the pasture with his father. He had waited for this day forever, always the one left behind, while his brothers took the flocks farther and farther afield. But now, it was his turn. He had run behind his father the whole way, trying not to scare the sheep, when they finally found them at the back of one of the farthest fields. Then he had hooted and hollered, mimicking his father as...